Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to the 7 a.m. Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Amy G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Maryland. Today's date is Monday, September 16, 2024. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter We Agnostics on page 47, the first paragraph. When therefore we speak to you about God, going through that one paragraph ending in however limited it was, unpacking that one paragraph only. Today's readers are, and thank you for your service, Team Monday, Tamara C., Craig F., Penny C., On the 12 Steps, Jen P., The Tradition, Felicia D., and the newcomer greeters, Susan S.H., and the host for the awesome second unrecorded hour, Anne Marie M. The reference number for yesterday's special edition on Sunday, September 15, 2024, is 21,744. That's 21744. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask for Jen P. to read the 12 steps. Go ahead, Jen.
Good morning, Amy. Can I be heard? I just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jen P. I'm a compulsive overeater recovering in New Jersey. This is the 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you so much, Jen P. I will now ask for Felicia D. to read the 12 traditions. Please go ahead, Felicia.
Good morning, and thank you, Amy, for your service and for all here. My name is Felicia. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive eater one day at a time. Here are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Felicia D. Okie dokie, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. If you go over, you'll hear me say time or the beeper in the background. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. Again, this meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study in the Big Book. We are in the chapter We Agnostics on page 47, the very first paragraph at the top of the page. And I'm going to ask Tamara C. to begin reading. Go ahead, Tamara.
Thanks, Amy. Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C., and I'm just so grateful to be here and to be a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Missouri. When, therefore, we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God. This applies to other spiritual expressions which you find in this book. Do not let any prejudice you may have against spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. At the start, this was all we needed to commence spiritual growth, to affect our first conscious relation with God as we understood him. Afterward, we found ourselves accepting many things which then seemed entirely out of reach. That was growth. But if we wished to grow, we had to begin somewhere. So we used our own conception, however limited it was. I am so, so grateful that this paragraph is included in the Big Book. For me, it has been critical. It has made a very powerful difference for me and for other people that I've worked with. In this paragraph, I see My recovery goal is spiritual growth toward a relation with God, a conscious relation with God. It's okay that I didn't come to OA seeking spiritual growth. I thought I already had that going on and just needed help getting control over my eating. I did hear in the meetings, like, this is a spiritual disease and we need a spiritual solution. And I heard the solution is in the steps. So I tried. I still was like trying to get control over my eating, but I tried to seek this spiritual solution, and it was enough for a beginning. I had the experiences that I was meant to have that led me to the place where I am today. And that included a painful relapse, because I just had to smash this fantasy that someday I will get control over my eating. And when that was smashed, then I was able to more easily and readily accept spiritual help. But the spiritual terms in the big book, some of them really speak to me, and others I don't like so much. And this doesn't have to deter me. Deter can mean like turn aside or discourage or prevent me from taking action. And so it's okay that I don't like some of the spiritual terms I encounter. It's my spiritual illness, my spiritual recovery. The solution is the same for us, a conscious contact with a higher power, but we don't have to have the same spiritual terms. And especially like working with sponsees or recovered friends, I find that when there's some spiritual expression, maybe from the big book or from somewhere else, that it just like triggers this image for us that doesn't work, maybe is even revolting, we can pause and ask for help, and we're given like new words that are more personal to us and meaningful and powerful and beautiful. So I appreciate that opportunity to, when we see something that doesn't work, just we're still on the same path, but we can reach for the spiritual things that do work for us. So if you're still trying to control your eating like I did for so long, or if you're recovered and still uncovering other areas of your life you're trying to control like me, let's just trust this process and keep taking the next spiritual action one step at a time. As my sponsor reminded me yesterday, just keep asking God, what's next? What's next? I pass.
Thanks so much, Tamracy, for getting us started. Awesome. Okay. So we are going to take names of those who would like to share on what was read. Although we appreciate hearing everyone, we ask that you, if you've shared either on Thursday or Friday of last week, to please step aside and allow others to share their experience, strength, and hope as well. So who would like to share on what was read?
Katie B from Boston.
From New Jersey.
Johnny B from Florida.
All I got was Katie. Who was after Katie?
Bonnie B.
New Jersey and Florida.
Nancy P.
Bonnie.
Yep, Bonnie. Thanks. Hold on. Laura L.
Okay, so
Nancy P.
Bonnie B. Nancy P. Okay, before
Barbara
any
W.
more names come out, Barbara. Okay, now before any other numbers, any names come out, I still missed, I got Katie G, Bonnie B, Nancy P, Barbara, didn't get the last initial. Who did I miss?
Laura.
Barbara W.
Sorry. Laura L. From Connecticut.
There we go. That's who I missed. Okay, Laura. Anybody else? Anybody else I missed or anybody new? Okay, so I've got Katie G, Bonnie B, Nancy P, Barbara W, Laura L. Anyone else? That's funny. I thought I heard a lot more people coming on there that I just missed. Okay, anyone else? Going once, going twice? Okie dokie. We've got our lineup. Katie G, please go ahead.
Okay, and before I start, it sounds like there's somebody doing dishes in the background. Can I ask the person to take care of that? I get so thrown off. Thanks, friends. I get nervous.
Yep, I'm sure I've
covered in Boston. Thank you. this paragraph is loaded. You know, the word conception comes from, you know, to conceive. So it's the beginning, the forming of a plan or an idea. And for me, what's really important is not to let any prejudice, old ideas, deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. So I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, and I had a lot of old ideas on the word Lord and Jesus, and they were bigotries, right? They were resentments, right? They were feelings of I don't belong and religiosity. I mocked them. And I came into the rooms and I had a seat. I got to sit here. I got to sit here angry at the church. I got to sit here angry at everything. Because at the start, this is all we need to commence spiritual growth, right? Is that lack of power, that is my dilemma, right? It's not lack of religion, it's lack of power. And if I lack power, then step two, there has to be a power greater than me. And they're talking about a conscious relationship with God. So how do I wake up? But I have to tell you, over the years, the way I have woken up is looking at my prejudice. Because the word Lord and Jesus and God and other spiritual terms that bothered me, they bothered me because I was resentful against certain people that used them, right? And what I love that it says, afterward, we found ourselves accepting many things which seemed entirely out of reach. God seemed out of reach. And yet today, 20 years later, I am quick to see where religious people are right. I make use of what they offer. Why? Because the terms don't bother me. Why? Because I'm recovered and I've done the work. And when they do bother me, I stay recovered and I do the work. I say the set-aside prayer, God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know about you, about myself, about recovery, for a much-needed new experience. This is about spiritual growth. If I need to grow, I need to keep growing. And what it's saying is accepting many things which seemed entirely out of reach. My life today as a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and bulimic, was entirely out of reach. I don't obsess today about my calories. I don't obsess today about being the thinnest girl in the room. When I obsess about exercise, I do the work. When I obsess about my body, I do the work. Why? Because I want that conscious relationship with God. You know, today I have a life that is better than anything I could have planned because I have conscious contact with God, and it's because I allow those prejudices to go away. I do not allow my old prejudice to deter me, right, from anything. And I'll just wrap with this. A prejudice is an old idea. It's anything I thought of up until this moment. So please, God, help me lay aside those prejudices and continue to learn what is possible for a girl like me in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Katie G. from Boston, Massachusetts. Okay, Bonnie B., you're up, followed by Nancy P.
Hey, good morning, friends. Bonnie B. from Florida. Gratefully recovered today by the grace of God, and thankful to be here. Oh, my, how this was different for me. You know, I came into this program, I came in with what I would say was a strong faith. And when I got to the chapter, We Agnostics, I bristled. I mean, the first person that sponsored me, I bristled because I said to her, I'm not an agnostic. I'm not an atheist. I am a believer. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I mean, it was so hard for me to wrap my head around there could be anything else. What have I come to understand? Prejudice. Oh, my word, how I've learned in this program that the God of my understanding may not be the God of someone else's understanding, and I have nothing to do or say about that. The desire of my heart is to not separate at this point, but to unify in this program. And that's what this beautiful book does over and over and over and over. Because the answer is only one thing, connecting to a power greater than ourselves. And what we decide to call it and how we decide to label it and what it looks like for each of us, that's an individual thing. And just as, you know, my God has so rearranged my thinking when it comes to so many things I used to believe, he has the right to do that in everyone else's life also if he sees so fit. And it has nothing to do with me. I was threatened by it. If I'm honest, I was threatened. Why? Because I like to have, like, my group. like everyone has to agree with me, so I feel secure. Okay, insecurity, that was my number one character defect under selfishness. I just wanted to feel like I fit. And if you disagreed with me, then one of us was wrong. But we know in this program it's not about right or wrong. We can't die on that hill. It's about connect to God. Connect to God. Connect to God. However that happens for you, great. Connect to God. He does all the rest. I have grown so much in this program because it has opened my eyes to so many different prejudices that I had that I would have said I didn't have. And yes, as as another shared, certain words, just words would have like tilted me or twisted me. Not so much anymore. Nope. And it's because of this program. And for anyone that comes in that doesn't really feel like they can connect, connect wherever you can connect and know that just connecting is enough because all the rest will come. So grateful for each of you. Thanks for letting me share. Same with that. I'll pass. Blessings.
Thank you so much, Bonnie B. from Florida. We now have Nancy P. Please go ahead, Nancy.
Hey, good morning. Nancy P., recovering West Newton, Massachusetts. Excuse me. So I'm an agnostic, out and proud, wicked agnostic. And, I didn't think this program could work for me. I've been in the program for a long, long, long time. And see you later, sweetie pie. My husband got to work. I didn't think this was ever going to work for me. And that's when I thought that if only I could just put the food down. And then I'd put the food down. I'd say, why am I so angry? And I was so, so angry all the time. And then when I was beaten down enough and I stopped everything, it's not like I found God. Trust me on that. But this paragraph starts when, therefore, we speak to you of God, we mean your own conception of God. This applies too to other spiritual expressions, which you find in this book. So when I ask what this stuff means to me, when I asked myself, the answer was not much. It doesn't really mean anything to me. I don't know. I'm sociopathic. I can't like emote about that. I can't identify emotionally or spiritually with that. So what I had to do was stop everything. Just stop and listen. Just STFU and listen and do what I was told. And then this word afterward is so important because that means after step 11, Nancy P. It does not mean now. And by the time I finished step 11, I said to my sponsor, I've never felt this way before. I've never in my life. This is amazing. And we both said it together, page 88. It works. It really does. And it's not like I suddenly, like the heavens opened up and the sun came down and shone on my head and I was uplifted. It wasn't that at all. It was that, my conception, I don't even like that word, but however limited it was, or in my case, not limited. You know, my husband and I are thinking about buying property someplace, and I said, where should we go? We're thinking about moving, and, where do you think we should move? What city? And he said, everything's on the table. So I looked in the area, and they're here, there, I have all these places. That was my job, to get all the places to look at possibilities, and it's everywhere. And that's what I think. Like, my conception, my idea is not limited. It's unlimited. And, I hate to use the phrase think outside the box, but that's what I had to do. And once I did that, everything became possible, including, my five goals. I'm happy, joyous, and free. I don't hurt myself with food under any circumstances. I help other people. I comprehend the word serenity, and I know peace. I'm no longer angry. And I was talking to a dear, dear, dear friend of mine in the program, and she pushed me on that. She said, what do you do when you feel really afraid? And I said, I make phone calls. And she said, no, what do you do when you're really afraid? And I stopped and I thought, and I said, I don't know. And she said, I think that you're a woman of spiritual knowledge. And not that I needed her validation, but, that's the truth. I know this. I don't know how, and I don't care, and I don't need to. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nancy P. from Massachusetts. Okay, Barbara W., you're up, followed by Laura L. from Connecticut. And just a friendly reminder, if you came in a little later,
Barbara
we're
W.,
on page
and I'm a compulsive
47.
Overeater. And I just wanted to share, I grew up in a home that was very dysfunctional. And we all, my mother had 9 boys and 3 sisters. And I grew up in Newark. and I went to school in Newark. And I just was introduced to all kind of alcoholic food and everything. But I thank God that I went to AA and I got off the alcohol and everything turned back into eating. And I was a junk eater. My problem, my thing was not food. It was junk, sweets that I would eat at night, take candy to bed, eat junk food all the time. But I thank God that now that I am a believer and I'm in recovery both, that God has been so good to me that the steps work right along with my Bible. And it tells me that I'm a compulsive overeater, and I had to admit that I was powerless over food and junk food, whatever the food was. And when I came in this program, I had to learn that I had to have a food plan. There are certain foods that I just could not eat anymore. And especially now that I'm 69 years old and I'm aging, that I have to have a food plan and eat foods that are better for me. Now, I haven't even been on for about 3 or 4 months because I have been working at the park, the land of make-believe. And I had to get up in the morning, fix food, go to work. Thank God the park is closed. The kids are back in school now. My season of work is finished. So now I'm here. But I would make calls when I can, but I would stay spiritually. I would just continue to read the Bible and ask God to help me. And he did. He helped me. And the spiritually part really came to me because of my religion. But like I said, I don't have a problem with being prejudiced with anybody. I love all people, all colors, all people, all background, because we're not all made the same. We're not all the same people. But one thing I can say, that this program is very important to me, and it works. And the people in it was there for me to help me to get my food together. They was there for me to help me get my soberness together and everything in my life. Not only the food, my behavior, my character, how I treat people, how I talk to people.
That's time,
all
Barbara.
That is in it. And I thank God for everyone in this program.
Thank you, Barbara, from New Jersey. All right, Laura L. from Connecticut, and then we'll take some more names.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. I'm Laura L. from Connecticut. I'm a compulsive overeater, bulimic food addict. Just so grateful to be on the line with everybody. Thank you for your service. I do, too, love this paragraph and choosing my own conception of a higher power. I came in to OA 23 years ago as a agnostic/atheist. I wanted to believe, but I didn't. And I had dabbled in other 12-step programs before coming to OA, but didn't work the steps because I didn't really believe. I didn't have a faith. I wasn't raised in a faith. But I wanted to learn. But I was still very driven, self-reliant, extremely independent, and very, very sick, and very, very depressed, and very, very angry, as other people have shared. I've evolved, I definitely have, and for a while I just had to start believing by seeing miracles happen in others, and I was very reluctant to see miracles happening in my life, but in hindsight, they were happening all the time. I was able to start recovering. And now as a recovered person, and I just recently changed my conception of God. And I think that the fact that this program is so open and can allow us, not allow us, but that we can do that. My conception of God has been more towards the feminine rather than God. And I had always had sort of a bias, as other people were saying, against organized religion and the very masculine. So, my conception now is goddess, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and nature is where I find a lot of solace and a lot of beauty and those qualities that I look for in a higher power embodied there. And so that's helped me a lot, and I still struggle every once in a while, and I think that's normal. because a concept of such a powerful, powerful, powerful being or spirit is hard for my little human brain to wrap around. So, but the fact that I have a relationship now that's growing every day, and that I see that without that relationship, I will not stay recovered. I will not stay abstinent. I will not continue to grow. I will not continue to be grateful for all the hard things in my life as teaching opportunities, all the hard people in my life as teachers to help me get closer to my higher power and help me grow my relationship. And the fact that I love myself, I think I can say that now, and I love others that I never thought I would be able to love are miracles. So thank you for the time to share. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Laura L. from Connecticut. Okay, so again, if you have shared either Thursday or Friday of last week, we ask that you allow others to share their experience, strength, and hope. Who would like to share on what was read?
Charles H.
Leah S.
Sonia S. from Pennsylvania.
H.
Ken W. H.
H. Ken W. H. I missed somebody after Charles. Who was that? I got
Leah
Sonia S. Sonia S. from Pennsylvania. Ruka K.
Ruka K. Stephanie R. Ruka K. Stephanie C. I think that's all we can fit in. May not even. Stephanie, hopefully we can get to you. But I've got Charles H., Tanya H., Ken W. H., Leah S., Sonia S., Bruja. Forgot Bruja R, I think it was, and Stephanie C. Okay, Charles, you're up. Let's roll.
Thank you very much. I'm going to hit it and quit it. I don't need 3 minutes. So, you know, if I'm in your head, I'm out of my mind. Who the hell cares about what your conception is? As long as it works for you, that's good. If I'm worried about your conception, I'm out of my mind. I don't care what your conception is. You know, it could be a doorknob, whatever you want. Hopefully it's not human, because no human power. My guy from Philly always tell me that, or Pennsylvania. Let me not. I don't know exactly where bro lives, but you know, if you need more proof, pull up to the 64 and then you're going to see proof. You're going to see us on Manhattan Beach. You're going to see us all over the place, dialing into this wonderful meeting. Some of y'all, vision for you is your higher power. And if that works, that's awesome. That's great. I think we complicate a free lunch. Hey, this thing works. It's working out for my good, and I'm going to keep on doing it. With that, I'm off this. Save the time for somebody else that really needs to share.
Thank you so much, Charles. All right, Tanya. Charles from New York. Tanya H., please go ahead. Tanya, are you there? I thought I heard a Tanya. No Tanya? All right, Ken W.H., please go ahead, followed by Leah.
Thank you so much. This is Ken W.H., recovered compulsive overeater from North Carolina. I don't want to sound contrary to anybody when I speak, so I'm speaking only for myself, but one thing I became aware of is that my conceptions and my understandings got me face down in the food. And what I found was necessary for me in the first step was that admission of powerlessness and that I couldn't manage my life. And from there, I did come to believe that it better be a power greater than me that's going to solve my problem with food, because I was absolutely powerless. And I think what has happened for me over time is that in spite of all of the conceptions of God that I had and had thought through and studied and everything else, that I came to a place where I had to let that power greater than me that was solving my problem with food define me? God's concept, that power's concept of me, is a whole lot different than my own concept of me and my own concept of a power greater than myself. My relationship to that power has changed so much over the years as I have let that power, let me know of that power's concept of me. And that power's concept of me is that I am well, healthy, abstinent, self-defacing, if you will, serving others. That's what this power has in mind for me, and that's the conception of me that keeps me where I am today. All my efforts to try to conceive of a power greater than myself and the nature of that power has led me face down in the food again. So I guess it's just letting go and letting that power decide how I should understand it so that I don't eat like I used to. Thanks for letting me share it, Pat.
Thanks so much, Ken W.H. from North Carolina. Okay, Leah F., followed by Sonia F. Go ahead, Leah.
Thank you so much. Such a beautiful meeting. My name is Leah S. I am recovered in Brooklyn, New York. So I'm just going to go to this sentence. At the start, this was all we needed to commence spiritual growth, to affect my first conscious relation with God as I understood him. You know, they're talking about this program. This program is a program of action. It's not for people who need it. It's not for people who want it, and not for people, but people who take action. What is my action over here? It's that this program should take effect, that I have a relation with God, a conscious relation with God, as I understand him. And I couldn't understand because I was a compulsive overeater that did not stop. My mouth did not stop going from the moment I woke up until the moment I went to sleep. So I could not even understand what three meals a day was. It was terrible. It was so bad. And this time, the action that I took was that if I'm going to die from one meal to the next, that I will do. I will do. I give this up. I surrender that part. And whether I get it or I don't get it, I don't have to. First, I have to get myself abstinent in order to be able to be alert to understand what is going on over here and what am I doing to myself. And whatever it takes, this program just works. And you keep growing and growing and elevating. You feel it. You feel it in yourself. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Leah S. from New York. Sonia S., you're up, followed by Bruja R. Please go ahead, Sonia.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sonia S. from Pennsylvania. It's good to be here. And I was sitting here reflecting on how grateful I am that I was adopted when I was 4 months into both a religious and spiritual household. And I was taught to pray, and I went to church every Sunday. But as a kid, I did see and feel little miracles happening in my life. And I know that my parents prayed for me every single day. But when I hit 12 years old, my life started to change. And the decisions I was making were not good. And by the time I was 18, I was drinking and in very bad relationships with people. And it took me, honestly, getting sober, getting abstinent, to really understand how God had my back before I was born, honestly. I mean, I could have been raised in a drug addict, alcoholic home. I know my biological family. That's a long story. And I did not. But unfortunately, this disease does not discriminate. And I suffered from alcoholism and the disease of compulsive overeating. And today I can say I'm recovered. And it's only by God's grace and mercy. And it took me experiencing a tremendous amount of emotional pain to accept that I needed this program, and I had to put this program into action. And I was just talking to my sponsor yesterday about how I wasted time. She's like, "No, you didn't waste time. You know, God can show you and teach you, you know, through those experiences and the suffering, so that you can help a person." And so today, wow, I'm more than blessed. If you knew me before I was recovered, I was just chronically relapsing, obsessed with my body, obsessed with my weight. At step two, I erased like 15,000 posts related to hair, makeup. I mean, it was just insane. And I truly felt a sense of God's power. When at step two, I had a spiritual awakening or spiritual experience, and I continue to have spiritual awakenings. And so for me, it's just imperative that I keep doing what I'm doing, because if I don't, I will be right back in the food, miserable and where I want to be today. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Sonia S. from Pennsylvania. Okay, Bruja R., followed by Stephanie C.
Hi, I'm Bruja K. from Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
This is my first time sharing on this forum. And thank you. I'm just so grateful that my concept of a higher power has really changed. My first sponsor was amazing because I had no trouble with step one. I knew I was powerless and I was at rock bottom when I came in. But I had a big problem with step two, because how could God help me with my food obsession and body obsession if he wasn't there during the Holocaust? I lost 4 siblings that went to the gas chamber. So it was really a big struggle for me. And finally, I surrendered and knew, she told me to make a list of what I wanted my higher power to do. So I made that list. And it was a list where God loved me. And it was a list that he would restore me to sanity, and that he would remove my obsession of the mind and allergy of the body. And my conception of God keeps revolving, and it's very strong. And I believe that I don't understand what's going on in the world right now, and I don't understand a lot. But what I do understand is that God will restore me to sanity, and that God is here for me, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Bruja K. from Toronto, Canada. We welcome you. Glad to hear you. All right, Stephanie C., and then we might have time for a few more names, a few more shares.
Hey, Amy, this is Stephanie R. If there's a Stephanie C., I will step aside.
I could have easily gotten the other, the last initial wrong, so why don't you go ahead?
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. This is Stephanie R. from Missouri. I'm recovered for today. It's interesting. When I share frequently, it's because I hear a word that just really, really resonates with me. And what resonated with me today is I have come so far. I've come so far in this program. I know that I am just growing as a person who I share this so much on this line that I'm authentically me. And I'm okay with sharing when God speaks to me. I went to an in-person meeting yesterday, and everybody was sharing, and I was the last to share, and we ran out of time. And I would have gotten so into myself thinking, you know, well, gosh, people missed on my share. It was so important for me to say something. And I just heard God saying, this was a time for you just to listen. And that's growth for me. I would have never done that without this program. I'm so very grateful that I can sit here and say, this is my conception of God, and I'm grateful that it's gotten me to this point of accepting myself as I am and accepting you as you are, because I have been, and I still, one of my big character defects is being judgmental, mainly of myself, but I can be judgmental of others. And when I set that aside, I can see the beauty in everybody. So I'm grateful today that I can say I've come so far. I'm so grateful that I have a God that loves me as I am and as you are. And we can do this thing together and just enjoy this journey, which I plan to do today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stephanie R. from Missouri. Was there a Stephanie C. just by chance? Okay, great. I had a feeling it was my hearing. All right, everyone, still on page 47, first paragraph. We have time for, looks like about two, maybe three shares. Who would like to share on what was read?
Hi, this is Patty O. in Florida.
Patty O.
Joanne P.
Anyone? All right, Joanne, we're going to stick with that. Joanne P. All right, Patty O., you're up. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, it's Patty. I live in Florida, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. So I'm sharing. I don't want to share, but my sponsor is encouraging me to practice step 12. So what I say might not make a lot of sense. And what I say, probably I've said before. I'm a Catholic girl. I went to Catholic school. And the God that they introduced me to there terrified me. I just hoped he didn't notice me. And that was my conception of God when I left Catholic school and for most of my life. So when I came to, I'm sober in 36 years in AA, and when I've been decades trying to recover from food addiction. And when I try to apply the steps and to turn my life over to the care of a God, I was too afraid to tell you the truth. I was too afraid to tell me the truth, that I don't believe a lot of what I learned in Catholic school. That, and I was waiting for the lightning bolt, in all honesty. But when I was finally able to be honest with myself, and the book tells me it's okay, that this program is all inclusive. So I know that my dilemma is lack of power, and I know that my solution is a power greater than myself, and I have found that here. But first I had to be honest I couldn't stay abstinent if I was not honest. And I honestly have a higher power. And I, all day, I sit and every decision, hopefully every decision I make is after sitting and quiet and thinking, is this Patty's will or is this my higher power's will? And I try, sometimes I still do Patty's will, and let me tell you, usually it doesn't turn out well, but that's okay too. I, you know, I have a new day, and I just want to tell you, my sister died on Saturday, and my family is here, and they let me know that I'm not alone, that you know, we will get through this, and how lucky and blessed I am that I'm abstinent 1 year by the grace of my high power. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Patty O. from Florida. We are sorry for your loss. Many prayers and thoughts your way, I'm sure. Okay, Joanne P., you're going to take us out. Go ahead, Joanne. Joanne, are you there? I don't hear Joanne.
I'm talking and I was muted. I'm Joanne P.
Okay.
from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for letting me share, and thank you so much for all of the beautiful shares I've heard this morning. When I look at this chapter, We Agnostics, I came into this program with my own conception of God. I didn't think I needed this chapter. I thought that, I knew the God of my religion, and I was powerless. I was desperate. I didn't realize that I had a disease until I read the doctor's opinion and found out how sick I really was. And but still, when we got to agnostics, I didn't think I needed this chapter. I thought I knew God, but guess what? I was agnostic every time I was trying to do things my way. Instead of surrendering to God's will, I was, I was trying to run the show still. It took me a long time to figure out that I am powerless. And, you know, through the honesty of this program, being honest, and I became so humble and realized that until I abandoned myself to my higher power and had a relationship with God so that I would trust him and his will in my life and just crush my own ego and give up trying to do things my way. And, you know, many 10 steps, many moments where I realize how agnostic I am when I still think I gotta figure out, realize that I have to surrender to God's will. I have to accept everyone and everybody for who they are. I have to practice the principles of this program in all my daily affairs. And it's brought me such peace and joy and serenity, even though my life isn't really that much different than when I came in. I've got a lot I'm dealing with. But guess what? I'm not dealing with it anymore. I'm giving it up to God. I'm putting it in God's hands. I'm agnostic when I'm trying to fix things. I have grown so much. I love the word growth in this paragraph. I circled it, underlined it, highlighted it. I have grown so much in my relationship with my higher power. I'm so thankful. Number one on my gratitude list every day. So thankful for my God, for my higher power, consciousness of his presence in my life and my awareness of his presence in my life and all the small, tiny little miracles that are happening to me because of my higher power, because I have surrendered and realized that it's yeah, it's not up to me anymore. It's up to God, and I just need to trust in God's will. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for letting me share, and thank you so much to all of you. I feel like God speaks to me through all of you in this program. That's all I have. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne P. from Pennsylvania. And thank you to everyone who has shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following the closing. The share ID for today, Monday, September 16th, 2024, 7 a.m., is 21,745. That's 21745. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Craig F. please read A Vision for You? Go ahead.
Hi, yes. All right, it's Craig F., recovered in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.